Not the case.
Okay, thank you. Seriously, man. What?
Quieter.
Quieter? Hey, check out the smooth sound. That's right, the smooth sound of the visitor section. Hello, and welcome to the Visitor Section Podcast. It's your host, John Hodgson.
John Hodgson.
And Tyke German.
Tyke German.
Tyke German and Josh Hodgson. John Hodgson.
John Hodgson.
Hey,
Joshua.
Oh, boy, there's a lot of talk going on in the NFL. Come on, everybody, let's do a dance.
I think part of it was, okay, so if you were sitting on bated breath on Monday night going, where
Holy
is the visitor
shit.
Section? Where is the visitor section? I need them most. Well, we wanted to give you guys an opportunity to really soak in Sunday night's blockbuster event, also known as The Walking Dead. And we thought that you needed a couple days to really sink that in and then we'll get you ready for really important.
I think a lot of people, Mike, are of the thing that, like, you know, so, hey, they don't want to have any spoilers. And so I guess,
spoiler alert, Jimmy Graham went to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. No, it's okay, Josh.
Yeah. That's a huge deal. What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
The Saints traded Graham in a fourth-round pick. Because, to Seattle in exchange for Max Unger in a first-round pick. Where is the, like, trade evaluator tool? And...
if this was Madden...
I seem to put it underneath the chair here.
Hmm.
No, it's not here.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
I think that if you take into the fact that Max Unger plays, he plays both ways. He's a center. He does a little defense tackle. He can play safety for you if you need him to.
Mm-hmm.
Lines up at fullback. Assistant head coach. GM. So, I mean, when you get a guy like Max Unger, you're really getting about one-third of the football team.
Pro football team.
I didn't say pro.
Pro football team.
But what do you think, Josh? How does this happen? Are the Saints just bad unhappy?
Remember last year when the contract negotiation deal was going on between them two?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Graham never really came away from that. Like, I felt like he was pissed when he came back from that. I mean, I don't know if there was reports that, you know, the Drew Brees relationship with Jimmy Graham was straining. I mean, some of the body language, if you want to interpret a bunch of bullshit, sure, you could do that. But it just felt like he came out, you know, from the clouds as he's flying around because he's a pilot, in case anybody didn't know.
Mm.
I'm sure that'll be on every Sunday game. Yeah, you know, find out that their favorite thing to do is find out what favorite players do for their favorite times.
Well, I think that,
So what I'm saying is, Mike, I think the Saints just got tired of it. And a lot of people, like, they're in cap trouble. I don't know how. It's not like they've really tied their money to really a single individual.
Yeah, you wouldn't look at that team and go, wow, there's a lot of depth here. They must have a lot of money tied up, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I think
with all his hurt, I think with Jimmy Graham always being hurt, I guess they know what life is like without Jimmy Graham.
That's true. And I think that part of it is that,
first round pick, man. You get a shot to fuck it up. But maybe you win it all, Josh. Maybe you win it all. Sometimes you get a Nick Foles, and sometimes you get a Sam Bradford.
Those two names.
It sounds like an old Western shootout. Oh, Nick Foles walks in now for the range. And Sam Bradford, the long arm of the law.
I think if we're looking at the Saints, like, I've also heard rumors that they're talking about putting Breeze on the block. And if that's
put
actually
on the block.
True.
So they're going to send him up to Seattle for a second round pick. Who's making these moves? Kevin Costner's on the phone, Mike. Kevin.
He's on the phone, but the problem is, I think you're missing the bigger point here, Josh, is that, there's a little Jimmy Graham fatigue, but clearly there's a lot more fatigue just for the act of playing football. New Orleans Saints, they're tired of playing football.
I think they got youth, man.
Well, but if you look at another team that's also experiencing this, I don't know if it's
the Jaguars.
Well, the Jaguars, as we've agreed upon, I think almost weekly, is a team on the rise. Team on the rise.
Every time we get on here, we constantly talk about how the team on the rise is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
A team on the, what we call the decline, would be the San Francisco 49ers.
No, the 49ers closed up shop and put a Jets sign out and went out east because I felt like overnight, these two front offices has changed guard. They said, I'm going to go over here now and you go fuck up the 49ers. Thank you.
The 49ers have given up on life. They've just said, you know what? The guys who can retire are retiring.
You know,
people who can leave are leaving.
Mike, their front office is making guys like you and me seem pretty fucking smart, you know? Like, we could actually run an NFL franchise if we really thought about it long and hard and in another world. Maybe we could have ran the 49ers the way they should have been ran. Yeah. Amongst trade rumors of, what, Colin Kaepernick, and then they had to come out and say, no. I bet you they took one offer, Mike. What do you think about that?
I'm afraid of what that offer is, because...
Can we just get a swap? Nick Foles for Sam Bradford? Can we just get that swap going?
Well, see, that's the point, though, right? Is
that... Why is Nick Foles bad?
Well,
I think
not...
the Rams win in that trade.
No, I think that the Rams definitely win in that trade.
Not a straight-up trade. That's like the guy in fantasy is like, all right, I'll give you these five bench players. Well, yo, we'll start them. What do you think about that?
I think that would be a better trade than what they got. Like, I mean, they're getting Nick Foles. Good, you win. Automatically,
they're
you win.
Starter, right? Instead of the guy that might make... And trust me, we like the Sam Bradfords over here.
And I'm hopeful that it's a situation...
Hopefully he's not a part of the SAE fraternity or whatever they're called.
I think they're going to take... they're going to take Bradford, and they're going to offer him to the Jets for a conditional seventh round pick. I think that's what I've heard. That's what I think I've been saying to myself, hopefully. I don't know. If you're the Philadelphia Eagles, are you super pumped now that you have the dual threat of Mark Sanchez and Sam Bradford?
what planet are we on? What happened here? They're actually going forward with that, or are they just going cash all in, we're getting Marcus Mariota? I thought, what is with this love for Mark Sanchez out of nowhere? If you get like one game this year, they're like, you know, this is a guy we can plug all of our future into, man.
Give him 2 years and lots of guaranteed money.
Let's give him some more money. He sat and did shit here last year. Let's give him some more money.
Well, that's the thing about Mark Sanchez is that he has a gift, and I don't understand it.
He's got a gift.
It's kind of in the way in which, you know, a certain someone, a certain lovable kiffin, likes to fail upwards. Mark Sanchez. Sanchez fails into guaranteed money.
And by the way, where he goes, draft people out there. Remember, the Jets jumped up to get this guy, so he fell for it even to get drafted. Oh, no, he's got a gift. It's a gift, Josh. Gift, and it's not scoring touchdowns. Oh, no.
I just,
What about the LeSean McCoy Kiko Alonso trade? That was a trade, huh?
That is a trade, and if you are... How do you feel about that, Josh? Because I don't think that you can walk away from a Kiko Alonso. I don't think he lets you. I think he squeezes you to death.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I don't know
the
why...
The legend of Kiko Alonso. It spans as far as the eye can see. I think the Bills win in this trade. That's
why? Why do you think that?
If they can fix their offensive line. That noted. I think they won. They get a LeSean McCoy.
But they
gave up Kiko, who they didn't even miss last year.
Yeah, they didn't even miss him. But could you imagine that defense with Kiko Alonso?
I'm sure it'll be great. But what you rather have, I don't know, a running back? What do they got other than Sammy Watkins on that side of the ball? They got Sammy Watkins and Fred Jackson. Fred, I'm never going to die. I'm
EJ Manuel.
Dead Red Fred.
Dead Red
Fred. Sexy for sure. Jackson.
Yeah, I mean,
you look like a Jackson.
I'm just not a huge fan of McCoy. And I don't know, man.
Why? Is it because of the way he tips? Let me tell you. We have this debate. He didn't believe in tipping. I did. Mm-hmm. I said, dude, man, you don't want people taking, you know, they don't want to grab their phone and say, look what this dickhead shady, you know? You know, he's with the Bills, he's got a lot of brand new contract.
Yeah, you know what the NFL has proven me year in, year out, is that when you throw money at a problem, it's magically fixed.
Now,
like, no, that never happens. So he's unhappy that he's there, and now they're going to like, well, we're going to give you a shit ton of money. Guess what? Now you're happy. And you know what? He's not going to be happy. He's just going to have a shit ton of money and be unhappy. Now, I don't want to deal with it if I'm the Bills.
Well, I'm okay with it. It doesn't, I think they needed firepower, and they got one.
I think that they thought that they could get David Harris from the Jets, and when they decided to do something sensible and re-sign the only free agent that was worth a damn, if I'm Rex Ryan, I kind of miss Kiko Alonso right now. Like, I would like to know that I have a giant middle linebacker who wants to destroy people. Like, I think that's a good thing in this league.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now, I had C.J. Spiller, who some people argue was a decent running back, whether or not I believe that.
Maybe he'll go to the Jets.
I don't want
Stevie Johnson and C.J. Spiller will go to the Jets and marry, that's right, Chan Gailey, our offensive coordinator.
I'm glad you're still on board with that. I think that you liked him, but I'm glad you're like, yeah, Chan Gailey. I got you a shirt, though.
Chan Gailey.
I bought a shirt, and
it's
Brian.
Extra, 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 extra large. It's, what is that? It's McCartney from the Packers large. He's constantly sniffing on that Ponderosa menu.
Well, on the front, it's like 148 font that just says,
Chan. Holy shit.
On the back, you know.
Well, what is that Qdoba menu?
130 font.
Gailey. My seat.
So, no, I think if we're going to talk about one team who seems to do, I'm saying this like it's not going to be changing in the next few minutes. I'm refreshing our feed right here. Just
refresh.
The Jets are having a very sensible offseason.
Hey, I grabbed a... Hey, Josh. I remember getting the knock. It was... Hey, Josh. Hey.
I'd like to stop knocking, please. Yeah, I've heard you knock. Yes, what's up?
Hey, Brandon Marshall's a Jet. What do you think about that?
Well,
Mike, I ask you, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's, Josh, if I was in charge of real-life draft...
It's Jan.
Yeah, go on. Jane. If, because, you know, we've all played men, right? And we understand that the 5th round, 6th round, 7th round picks suck.
Yeah, they're pretty much, let's just give it to you to give it to you.
And in real life, you'll have people who go, well, Tom Brady was it. I don't hear it.
I hate that. That is a cherry-picked anomaly. And everybody, hey, Josh, Brady, 6th round pick.
And that's the point, is that, yeah, there's like one of those dudes in every 7 drafts.
Yeah, one out of any NFL history.
But meanwhile, I'm going to tell you a secret, Josh. If you've watched football in the last few years, you've noticed that...
Don't ask our listeners. They might get the hint that we haven't. But anyway, go on.
The big-name players can magically be drafted for these useless picks.
you can get an Antoine Bolden for a 6th-round pick. You can't draft an Antoine Bolden for a 6th-round pick. This is true. I never thought of it like that. What a steal, right?
Right. If I'm a GM...
So a 5th-round... We drafted Brandon Marshall in the 5th round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you know what? He's not even a rookie. Like, he knows how to run routes now.
Yeah.
His awareness is like an 84. Like, you don't have to worry about that crap. So I'm just saying, if I'm a GM in the league, I'm going to keep my first 1, 2, 3, maybe my 4th-round pick. Maybe. Depends what I can get with it. If I get Tom Brady for a 4th-round pick, guess what? 4th-round pick is going somewhere. But I take those other picks, and I just use those to pick up guys on actual teams and know how to play football. Maybe they're not stars. Maybe you don't always get an Antoine Bolden.
Yeah.
But maybe you get a guy who can actually fill a gap, as opposed to some random dude from some random school who blew up at the combine and propelled himself all the way to the 5th round. Like, I don't want to hear about these guys. Most of the people that you will see drafted in the draft will not make a team. Like, they will be cut immediately. So I'm saying use those picks for people we know who can play football professionally.
Yeah, okay.
And the Jets are doing that. Jets are doing that. And they got rid of Percy Harvin today. Today we made it official. They divorced him. We got that for nothing.
They did, and they found a new Ray Mickens, so that's a good thing.
Ray.
Got a new guard today. Not real sure how I feel about this talk of bringing back Revis and Cromartie. Like, it's, you know.
Be united, and it feels so good.
That's the birdie available. Can we bring him back?
I'm excited today, because why? These moves suck. That's why. Love talking how much these moves suck.
Wait, you don't
like, no, I'm just kidding. You don't like these moves? I hate it when, like, the Jets release something. Are the Patriots interested? Dun, dun, dun. Is a reunion with Rex Ryan in the horizon for Paleo Powell? No, it's not. They re-signed him today.
Yeah. Maybe he can get Chris Johnson. It'll be fine.
I like how the Patriots are tied to everyone in free agency. Let's see what the Patriots got. The Patriots are interested in the idea of being intrigued to retaining. That's right, Andre Johnson.
Good luck with your layoffs, all right? I hope your firings go really well.
I don't know why he pushed that. But yeah, I think it seems like everyone is just sort of walking right by the Patriots. If this was a situation where you had a line of boys on one side and a line of girls on the other side and you had to go pick a partner to dance with, everyone's kind of like, they're trying not to make contact, like eye contact with the New England Patriots. And I haven't quite figured out why.
Yeah, because they're dicks. Anyway, I hate how they're always tied to every free agent. I don't understand why it's always that way, but you know how they treat their players? Real bad.
Real bad at 8:30.
Let me ask an intriguing one. Would you rather have Michael Crabtree or Torrey Smith, or is this the same player?
No, because Crabtree can't run.
Torrey Smith can't attack. Oh, God, the last pitch I remember him was just gimping off on the last play in the playoffs. Remember, it was like the interception, and he just didn't even give a shit.
He just kind of gave up.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Game over, dickhead. You can't be sorry now.
Yeah, I get that.
No, I feel like those two, I don't know. I feel like they're interchangeable. Crabtree and Torrey Smith. Crabtree, obviously, a free. Oh, my God. So, those were the commercials to the show. If you want to, I don't know. Add to the cause, you can go to our WeDon'tHaveAnyGoFundMeAccounts.com. And, what else do they got out there, Mike?
I don't know.
Patron. We'll go to Patron, because we ain't got one of those.com.
It's another one of those beautiful edited versions.
Mike, have you ever put a dime into either one of those to anything, ever?
One time. I did. I was trying to get a very, very special guest on the visitor section, and I thought,
you know, have to pay for it.
Again, it's one of those situations. If you like NFL football, you might realize that when you have problems, if you throw money at it, it makes it all better. And I thought I could get a guest if I throw money at it, and he didn't care, and he just kept my money.
Keeping it, man.
It was the University of Idaho's very own lacrosse coach. You know how we feel about lacrosse here on the visitor section.
I don't really know.
Oh, we hate it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't think he knew that.
They're walking around raping everybody, man.
No, it's not that. It's not that part. It's the, I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
There's probably lacrosse players right now listening to this very show.
They're just shaking their stick with a basket and going, ah, and they're going to call the ball a shuttle or some fucking dumb shit like that.
But it's a ball, man.
No, it's a shuttle.
They'll get a bunch of their rich friends and they'll get more sticks.
I'm wearing my fucking sweater, but not really wearing it. It's going around my neck.
And then they'll tell me it's a sport again. I don't want to hear it.
So Namakadamsu.
So Namakadamsu.
And Holly Noda. Hallelujah. They kind of almost switched. Sue became a dolphin. Nada. I don't know. Is that how we enunciate his last name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's now a lion. So the lion said, hey, fuck you, man. We offered you a valid contract. We'll just go get an aging guy that was a cat casualty. Great player, though.
Yeah, great player, actually. I don't see how the Lions really lost in this. I understand he's not Sue, but, you know, maybe he won't step on people's heads. I don't know.
You don't have to answer to all that annoying shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's really not.
But it's not going to get any sacks like Sue did. No. This guy's a space eater, right?
He just eats space.
Nothing but large quantities of space and air. There's no getting away from it. They could change their defense a little bit to fit more of his style. Felt like, I don't know if they're going to let Nick Fairley go. That's another question that maybe we'll find out by tomorrow or something like that. But what about the Dolphins? Do you think this is a good ad? I don't really feel like it did anything.
No, I don't feel like it really addressed a need or anything. I know that they wanted to make
it. It's nice to have, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to say, oh, that's the best player in free agency, I'm going to go get that guy. I mean, that's a pretty good
wrong with that.
Yeah, pretty good to get. I'd rather him go to the Dolphins than, you know, I don't know, Seattle or...
Yeah, where the rich get richer.
Yeah, Patriots.
That's like trading Jimmy Graham to Seattle or something.
I know, it's ridiculous.
I mean, like, that would ever happen, Mike.
Then you have players like, you're going to let Charles Clay go, so I don't know if you... What kind of weapons do they have if you're a Dolphins fan? Do you have a lot of weapons? A lot of things to look forward to?
A famous guy that I've been, you know, down on since inception. It'd be Lamar Miller. Again, he's going to be tried out again as the feature back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he grew up over this. You know, this season he put in a lot of, like, as I would call a Ryan Matthews type season where people get excited for mediocrity. You know, 1,000 yards, a couple touchdowns here and there, a good long down the stretch, you know, run of a couple games. So they got Lamar Miller, and they got Mike Wallace, and they got Tannehill, and they had Clay back in the mix. They're fighting Golden Hurricane. This team is there. It's there. It's formidable. It's a football team.
I don't know. These names you just said to me sound like the stars of a 11.
Oh, don't do that so early, don't.
Oh, I'm picking them. I've already got my.
Oh, they're going for it.
Guys, hey, Brian, get that form. Bring that over. This is, here. This is my list of records already.
Is that a highlighter? Well, yeah, I only had the pink one, and I only have the pink post-it notes.
See that shit.
I know, but you can see clearly right here.
Like, Josh, call me on the pink post-it notes with your pink highlighter. I can't see what's going on.
Look, if Ryan didn't take them home with him, I would have more of these, but I don't. Got 6 pink post-it notes, and this is what I have. So right here, you can see 5 and 11 okay. Miami Dolphins.
Put it on the screen.
Put it on.
There you go. So does Dallas bring back DeMarco Murray?
Right now, they've decided that they're all in with Adrian Peterson. You know why I'm saying this? Because I have no proof to say it.
Because if they did say it, I felt like somebody was going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that way. Or something.
It's weird because I think everybody wants AD, but no one wants to say it out loud.
Why can't they? Oh, that's right. Can't do that.
Can't.
He's still in the contract.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you think they wouldn't offer or would take like a... We already established how valuable 7th-round picks are. Don't you think they'd take a couple of those for an Adrian Peterson?
I'm sure. I'm still shocked. Jimmy Graham's a Seahawk.
So what teams...
How do they afford that?
However they want to.
They got Kerry Williams today as well, cornerback. Who's, you know, he could mix it up to being his best up there. I mean, it hasn't been so hot, you know, in his ear. He did win a Super Bowl ring with the Ravens. So, yeah. Hey, Frank Gore became a Colt.
Yeah? So this, I want you to know that this has some Texans fans very worried. There are a lot of Texans fans close to my heart who you will remain nameless.
Yeah, because you're really not worth talking about because you are not really a fan. I'm just kidding.
They're real people.
They
have real feelings, Josh.
Yeah, they don't.
So their fear is that Andre Johnson will go be a Colt and that they would get someone like a Frank Gore. The joke being, well, you just go ahead and give us your Trent Richardson and we'll take your, I always forget that guy's name, that wide receiver that I don't think is that great, but people sure do, that they cut.
Who cut?
Oh, Reggie Wayne. That's his name.
Oh, Reggie Wayne.
Dude, even you can remember who Reggie Wayne was. So
yeah, I felt like he's been that kind of guy his whole career. Reggie Wayne is that guy you just don't remember. He's got good numbers and shit.
Yeah, just like a Tim Brown. You know how I feel about that?
Yeah, he's totally like a little not as good as Tim Brown.
Yeah, probably not as good as Tim Brown.
Your quarterbacks were Peyton Manning. You had a bum for a year, then you got Andrew Luck. I think that's okay.
Yeah, I think you did okay.
Yeah, I think you did all right.
But if you're a Texans fan, you're just high-fiving because not only were you able to keep Ryan Mallett, you also got Mr. Hoyer. So
what are they doing down there? I thought for sure Hoyer was going to land on the Jets, but it didn't when you see all the Hoyer connections to the Texans, meaning he knows the system there and his competition is really up in the air. When you know, you got Mallett, you got Savage, that they really kind of just, I guess it doesn't matter. Where'd they round to get him in? 4th or something? He's valuables.
I think he was a 5th. Savage is a great guy because he's one of those
folks. Keith Kanem is gone.
Yeah, he's a Ram now. So the Rams are actually in a much better position because they have both Case Keenum and Nick Foles. Again, this idea that you have to have two powerful quarterbacks is proven again and again in the NFL. Rams are loading up. Eagles are clearly loaded up. And now you're talking about Houston? I don't know, Josh. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this. It brings me back to when the Jets had both Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow and how successful we were.
That's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
Very successful. You know what they say about when you have two quarterbacks?
You have zero.
Mm-hmm.
You have two quarterbacks.
Unless you are like me and you've drawn a formation, which actually uses two quarterbacks.
What if Sam didn't even want to go to the Eagles? You ever think about that?
Oh, they better pay him a lot of money so he's happy. That's how I fix that problem, Josh.
Your name ain't that money.
That's okay, that's my friend. Let me get my checkbook real quick.
So the Rams in a usually snail pace, they go out and make that trade. I'm a little shocked. Look. You, hey, Iowa grad here. Right?
What?
You probably might give,
Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho. What did I say?
You said Iowa.
Fuck that.
It's a completely different state. First of all, completely different state. Just blew out my ear hole, Josh. I don't even care. That's how angry I am. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Mike Iopati, yeah.
Josh, you take the show. It's your show now.
Mike Iopati is now a Cardinal. Way to go.
Am I back?
There you go, you're back.
Yeah, you know what happened? It was super unfortunate. I was so upset by your Iowa comment that I actually broke my headphones in half. Only to have to go to my backup pair. My backup pair. It's a situation in which I signed a Sam Bradford, but he exploded, and I had to go to my Mark Sanchez.
Oh, man. Are you talking about The Walking Dead yet? Because I really don't. I don't want to talk about The Walking Dead.
But Joshua.
But
Joshua.
Nothing is going on. These are the things that you worry about? In other news of overacting. And completely out of character.
Yeah.
You should do that in a lunch line somewhere.
I should do that.
Yeah. I think it would go over well.
Our lunch lines get really long.
What do you think of him? God!
We gotta get someone up in the clock tower now! They're just like, whoa! You're that guy who's meatloaf. Get him out of here.
Get out of here. You get out. Don't even look.
No, I thought The Walking Dead was one of their strongest episodes yet.
What?
They just sat around for an hour.
Why do they have to wear the cop uniform? Why?
I feel safer that way, Josh.
It's fucking dumb. It's so dumb.
How many episodes
are in this shit in here?
Because I was really worried that this was the season finale.
No, don't worry. The season finale will be littered with 20-minute-long commercials.
Okay.
To make up for the extra 30 minutes they're giving you.
Okay. Yeah, I think what I'm most excited about is that they...
That they promo the end of the show before it even ends?
No, it was more about that they announced that they are going forward with the spinoff series.
Yeah.
16 whole episodes.
It looks like one of those guys from one of those shitty Murder Solve, Criminal Minds. Like, one of the guys, I saw the stills. I was like, that's the Criminal Minds guy. He's a fucking dork. You know, everybody's like, oh, look at the virgin. Ah, he's never had sex. Some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had, you know, the other guy that I don't really like as an actor. I'm not even going to say. You just got to find out when you tune into the shitty spinoff and the shitty acting.
I think that I was a little concerned because in the press release, they specifically give a shout out to Monty Python, which worried me. Like, I was like, is this a zombie comedy? Like, I'm not sure. I'm really ready.
Shout out to the comics. We're making a serious show.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't make any sense, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good. I think it's good for us as people to develop. And, you know, it's like one of those things. Like, hey, yeah, I love Nirvana. You should still be Nirvana. But at some point, you've been Nirvana for, oh, God, 30 years now, right? And you just go, hey, maybe I have an inner Foo Fighter that I'd like to share with the world.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the zombie comedy spinoff is. It's a little more developed, a little more mature. Maybe show us aspects that we haven't seen before. The ways in which zombies interact with one another through jokes and dance.
Interpretive dance. Zombie interpretive dance.
I can't help but think it's going to be a real
humbug. You remember a movie that had it was like the ninja guy, you know, who was in all the ninja movies, and his name was Lollipop? That movie was fucking weird.
Are you sure you're not talking about chocolate?
No, it's definitely not chocolate.
Okay,
the ninja's name was Lollipop.
Oh, right.
That was really weird. Anyway, check that movie out with no name. Maybe they can come up with it. Ninja Lollipop. It had the opening sequence had an interpretive dance thing that was almost Bond-like, but yet, you know, really cheap on a shitty 1980-something VHS tape recorder. It was really awful.
Ninjas versus vampires. I'm not seeing it, Josh. I don't think it's a thing.
It's okay.
Wolf and Ninja.
Totally a thing.
Wolf and Ninja.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, you know, remember how we're gonna have a great episode tonight? And we just nailed it.
I looked up Lollipop Ninja, and of course, some damn hipster has it or something.
Yeah, all I see are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Megan Fox.
Terrible anime porn or something.
No, I don't see that. I think I have my filter on. Cause
Nine
it's not...
Deaths of a Ninja. That's the name of it.
That's not even close to the Lollipop.
It's not. Hold on. I'll figure it out.
Brian, can you type better?
Yeah, like, so this is your first podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going
to
be
listening. It's a very loose environment here at the visitor section. We like to let our hair down.
Just a little bit.
And not be so goddamn special.
Yeah. Is there any other free agent news we should talk to?
And we talk about The Walking. Yes, that's right, The Walking. Brian. this is also your first podcast. Brian is what is Brian to people at home?
A brother.
Now we're even butt-lick.
A friend.
Yeah.
A confidant.
I think him as the Randy Quaid. Dennis Quaid's brother, Randy. It was really embarrassing. That's Brian. I think he had a video of himself screwing a cat instead of his wife or something.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. Randy Quaid had moments of brilliance. I've yet to see anything brilliant come from Brian's hands. So he's flicking me off. That's pretty brilliant, Brian. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Maybe just play the outro and then I'll try to edit it down into something that's listenable. I don't know.
I don't know.
It'll be like, sure, you'll figure it out. It'll just be, this is what you worry about? That's all it'll be.
Hey,
10,000 listens.
That episode was not very good. Free agency. Everybody's on Twitter, man. Everybody's just snapping off fucking snarky tweets as we're talking. Wouldn't it be funny? Blah, blah, blah.
If AJ became
it
a bank.
It was Nine Deaths of a Ninja, man. That was the Lollipop guy. Show Kozuki. The Ninja Avenger.
Keenum was actually traded to St. Louis for a 7th-round pick.
Wow. Wait a minute. He went undrafted, didn't he?
Yeah, and he keeps getting cut and then picked up by people.
Let it go.
Why would you trade for him?
When he was not even drafted. So you drafted a non-drafted player.
It's a negative Sanchez coefficient.